What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ethel and welcome to another Japan Top 10 Artist of the Month episode. Today's pick is from Echo, our content producer on the podcast.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
In today's episode, we will be highlighting the artist Fukashigi Wonder Boy, who was a singer-songwriter and poetry rapper from Saitama Prefecture. He was signed to creative production label Lo Hai Hu, a self-proclaimed creative commune. Lo Hai Hu mainly signs alternative and indie artists who are all multi-talented enough to either be poets, rappers, hip-hop musicians, painters, beatmakers, or a combination of either two or three talents. The label and its artists really do sound very niche, even within the indie music scene. And the reason is that it's so heavily based in spoken word poetry and something really cool called poetry rap. Fukashigi was an avid participant in slam poetry competitions. In these competitions, contestants take the stage and are given a time frame to perform readings or recitations of their own poetry in free verse or in an almost rap-like style. Artist styles can vary widely, but hip-hop influenced poetry is really common, but differs greatly from ordinary rap competitions where two people compete freestyle and diss each other on stage. Slam poetry competitions are typically solo performances written in advance, sometimes read right off the paper, and in competitions, performances are graded. Fukashigi's works often touches upon topics such as life and death, and the light and darkness of human emotion. These were common themes found in his music that were relatable to listeners and often pulled on heartstrings. Fukashigi has often said he wants to be the go-to representative for his music genre after gaining fame throughout Japan. As we go from track to track in this episode, you'll notice the inconsistencies in each song's mood as he shows his feelings at the time of writing each one. Rather than trying to set an overarching theme for an entire album as many artists do, we'll be able to see the highs and lows that Fukashigi went through in life as his albums were pieced together. Before we continue with this episode, here are some announcements. Starting in this episode, we have made some changes to our Patreon program. Have a look at what we've made the changes to at jtop10.jp/club, as these changes also affect those who currently do not support us on Patreon too. And here's Annie's announcement in Japanese.
リスナーの皆さんにお知らせします。 Patreon プログラムを変更することになりました。 今年 3月から実施する予定です。 この変更はPatreonドナーにもフリーリスナーにも影響を与えます。詳細はJapanTop10ウェブサイトをご確認ください。Now
back to the episode. Coming in at number 4 is his 2011 track, Pellicule.
Number 4.
したんだよ髭なんか生やして の色も真っ黒だしヒッピーみたいじゃんか。随分と遠くまで行ってきたらしいじゃん。何か掴んだかよ、とりあえずあの申せ。みんなお前のこと何気に心配してたんだ。みんなっつうとそう、いつものメンツのことなんだけど、今日はちょっと忙しくて来れないみたいなんだ。だからそうだな、二人だけで話そう。それにしてもみんないつの間にかいなくなるよな。だから別にそれがどうってわけでもないんだけど、最後に挨拶くらいしてってほしいっていうか。まあ別にそんなことどうでもいいんだけどさ、そういえば昔さ、いつだったっけ覚えてる？流星群が来るからって校庭に集まって寝そべって夜空を眺めてたんだけど、時間だけが流れて星なんか流れないの。あー今俺もしかしてうまいこと言ったかな。寒かったなあれ、もう二度とやりたくないけど、次の流星群っていつ来るんだろうね。まあ別にそんなことどうでもいいんだけどさ、そうやって俺たちはいつまでも待ってた。気はしないと分かってながらいつまでも待ってた。俺たちの知る限り時間ってやつは止まったり戻ったりはしない。ただ前に進むだけだ。だから今日は戻らない日々を思い出して笑おう。今日だけ、今日だけは思い出して笑おう。こういうのってあんまりかっこよくはないけど、初めから俺たちはかっこよくなんてないしな。俺たちっていつかさ、結婚とかすんのかな。子供とかできてさ、庭付き一戸建てとかをローン組んで買ったらできた気になるかなって、この話前にも聞いた気がするわ。すまんね。とりあえず今んとこは彼女とかもいないし、全くお金もないから可能性はゼロだね。そういえばお前んとこのあの彼女どうしてんの？たまに俺に貸してよって、これも前に言ったか。冗談はいいとして、同窓会どうする？行かないよな。行ったって話すこともないしな。大体どんな顔して行きゃいいって言うんだよ。自慢できることなんて一つだってないのに、あの頃って何にでもなれる気がしてたよな。いや実際頑張れば何にでもなれたか。でもこうやっていろんなことが終わってくんだもんなって。いや始まってすらいないか。そうやって俺たちはいつまでも待ってた。来たるべき何かが来ると信じ待ってた。グラスの中の氷はとっくに溶けてなくなって、俺たち以外にもう人は誰もいなくなってた。だから今日はありもしたい未来について語ろう。今日だけ、今日だけは思い描いて語ろう。こういうのってあんまりかっこよくはないけど、大丈夫、俺たちのことなんて誰も見ちゃいないよ。待ってた、俺たちはいつまでも待ってた。気はしないと分かってながらいつまでも待ってた。俺たちの知る限り時間ってやつは止まったり戻ったりはしない。ただ前に進むだけだから、今日は戻らない日々を思い出して笑おう。今日だけ、今日だけは思い出して笑おう。こういうのってあんまりかっこよくはないけど、初めから俺たちはかっこよくなんてないしな。
I searched up what pellicule means, and in French it actually means like a thin layer. So pellicule is Fukashigi's most well-known song and came from a chat between himself and an old friend. You hear his side of the conversation as friends, now grown up, reminisce about their younger days. He laments a bit on their wasted potential, saying, back then it felt like anything was possible. Actually, if we had tried, we really could have done anything.He voices worries about whether either of them will ever get married, ever be able to take out a proper loan, and buy a place, and about having no money. But the positive vibes of the song grow in strength as he suggests they accept that time moves on, out of their control, and simply remember and laugh about their past while imagining their futures. That kind of thing isn't very cool, he says, but none of us were ever cool to begin with anyway. And here are more announcements.If you've ever thought of applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions are available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance on the show. Coming in at number 3 is his 2011 song, Kaze yo Fuke, also known as Let the Wind Blow.
Number 3.
13歳で未だに実家、当然は 湧かない生活の実感、踏み出せない弱さは飛べない鳥、囲まれる透明の見えない檻、止まらない咳、不安と焦り、何もできずまた床に伏せり、リリックはかけどもトラックはなし、今ここに見る売れないラッパーの限界、俺たち落ちるところまで落ちた、そんな言葉が口をつく地元の、いつものメンツに笑顔はなく、ごまかすジョークもただ虚しい、ふと立ち止まる年取らず川、泥水をする水鳥を見てた、その奥には土手を崩すショベルカー、さあここから飛べるか、風よ吹け風よ吹け風よ、僕する都会に船を出せ、夜更けは近いがそれも構わない、暗闇に俺を連れて行け、風よ吹け風よ吹け風よ、高ぶる感情を放棄を受け、地図だけ人生の後悔の歌詞を取りながら後にする港、ネクタイスーツ硬い靴を履く、歩きにくいことこの上なく、まとわりつく猫すら煩わしく、ただ慌ただしくすぎる何が正しい、帰りのホームは中目黒から、ぼんやり遠くを眺めるのだが、疲れているのか何なのか、それとも何かに取り憑かれているのか、ハッと足を踏み外しそうになり、そこで初めて意識する命、ここは大都会何にもないとか簡単に言う人しかいない、その時だった何かが左左手で掴み、その手を開くと季節外れの桜の花びらが俺の手のひらに咲いたのだった、風よ吹け風よ吹け風よ、臆する都会に船を出せ、夜更けは近いがそれも構わない、暗闇を俺を連れて行け、風よ吹け風よ吹け風よ、高ぶる感情を広げ、地図なき人生の後悔の歌詞を取りながら後にする港、港、日は暮れていた、今日太陽を見たのは数回だった、通過していく駅や風景は明日には俺を忘れるだろう、車輪は外れ線路を外れ、電車は街の外れを走った、いつの間にか海を越え山を越え、見知らぬ街へ連れてってくれた、だがはっとしてそこで目を覚ました、見慣れた駅だ、高田の馬場だ、乗り換えるためにフラフラ歩く、生きてんのか死んでんのか墓場の中だ、ああバカみたく一目はばからず叫び、気づいて推しが誰もがストーリー、その時だった、ふと見上げると満月に虹がかかり、眩しいほどの明かり、一筋の光、一辺の手がかり、しっかりと手の中に握りしめて離さず、進むべき道が分からずとも必ず生き抜く、自分を自分で導く、風よ吹け風よ吹け風よ、目する都会に船を出せ、夜明けは近いはずだ、諦めない暗闇を俺を連れて行け、風よ吹け風よ吹け風よ、高ぶる感情を広げ、地図なき人生の後悔の歌詞を取りひたすらに拝む日の出、風よ吹け風よ吹け風よ、風よ吹け風よ吹け風よ、風よ吹け風よ吹け風よ、風よ吹け風よ吹け風よ、風よ、
Fukashigi released his first album, Lovely Labyrinth, in 2011 and continued promoting and songwriting during this period, even though at that time his music was not well known. The following month, at just only 24 years old, he was suddenly taken from the world in a car accident. His second album was released post-mortem in 2012, 1 year after his death, and many fans say the theme in his music of taking every day to heart and appreciating your limited life is tangible in his music.Yeah, that got quite heavy there, right guys? Mm-hmm. Anyway, want to advertise on our podcast, market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts, and reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget? Find full details at jtop10.jp to find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Coming in at number 2 is his 2011 track, Itsuka Kuru.その日のために or for the day that will eventually come.
Number 2.
で立ちすくむ。次々と傘を持つ人たちに追い抜かれていく。家路を急ぐ理由があるわけがなかった。ガラス越しに映る自分の顔を見ている。今日は何か一つでも成し遂げただろうか、一歩でも前に進んだんだろうか。自分にしかできないことなんてないけど、自分にできることは精一杯やったんだろうか。今の自分は一体どの辺にいるのか。こういう時に携帯やネットは少しも役に立たない。自分の居場所を誰かに聞くことはできない。どうやら雨足は強くなっているようだった。日々の螺旋階段の途中で振り返ると、そこには一昔前の自分がいる。あの頃の俺はとても必死そうに見える。数年後の俺は今の俺をどんな風に見るだろう。そんな風に毎日一つずつでいいから、ブロックを積み上げ駆け上って、いつかはあの月まで行くってのは無理だとしても、そっから見える景色はきっと悪くないだろう。それにしても時間が過ぎるのは早いから、遥か遠くに見えるオアシスがたとえ蜃気楼だとしても、もう迷う暇はないよな。待ってろ、未来すぐに行く。あの日投げた小石の波紋はいつの間にかゆっくりと広がり対岸へ届いた。驚いたことに揺れる水面に映るのは他でもない未来の自分だった。さざ波に乗って上流から下流へ、手作りの笹舟は時に迷いながらもゆっくりと確実に進むことをやめない。もうすぐ海が見えるはずだ。旅の途中で疲れ切って座り込む。しばらくすると見知らぬ人がやってきて、どっから来たのかと屈託なく尋ねる。警戒はしたが何の心配もなかった。たわいない会話とくだらないジョークで、いつの間にかバックパックは思い出でいっぱいだ。人と人がつながるのはいつだって一瞬。サンキュー、これでまた歩き出せる。色褪せる記憶に焦ることはもうない。大事なことは全部書き留めてあるから、誰が何を言おうと戸惑うことはもうない。この先に必ず待ってくれる人がいるから、もう無理だと思う瞬間にこそヒントがあり、必ず次に進むべき一歩があった。そんなことを俺は最近になって知った。今思えば何の心配もなかった。あの日書いた言葉の断片はいつの間にかゆっくりと時を超えあなたへ届いていた。何気なくあなたがそれを口ずさむたび、言葉は何度も生まれ変わり、あなたの当たり前の世界を新しく彩る。時には冷え切った指先をほぐして夜明けまでを共にするって、そんなことをそろそろ俺は信じ始めている。あの日投げた小石の波紋はいつの間にかゆっくりと広がり対岸へ届いた。驚いたことに揺れる水面に映るのは他でもない未来の自分だった。さざ波に乗って上流から下流へ、手作りの笹舟は時に迷いながらもゆっくりと確実に進むことをやめない。もうすぐ海が見えるはずだ。カレンダーをめくり運命はめぐり、目をつむれば広がる無限に続く銀河。あれほどまでに遠かった星たちが今では随分と近い、手が届きそうだ。そんなことを夢見て今日も眠りにつく。今日よりも明日が美しいとは限らない。でも吹き続ける風が岩の形を変えることがあるなら、なんて思えばまだやれそうだ。
Isuka Kuru sono hi no tame ni was included on his second album titled Sayonara, which was released 1 year after his death. It includes 15 songs and one secret track at the very end. Produced by Lo Hai Hu, the album includes songs from his previous album as well as ones that hadn't been released or finished. Other artists from the company contributed to the finishing of the tracks and organization of the album. The aim was to have an end result as close as to what he would have made possible had he been able to finish it himself. And here's a final announcement. Want to hear more songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon Star or Patreon Platinum donor to get double or triple the amount of songs in this episode respectively. For full details, visit our website at jtop10.jp/club. And our final song of this episode is his 2011 track, Tama Togi.
Number 1.
はるか昔、人々がまだ目に見えぬものを信じていたから、タマトギは島に一人はいたものだという伝承が南方の島々だけに残っている。夜を選んで歩く、月夜が照らす道を明るく、男は行く当てなどない旅の身、それでも革新的な足取りで何かが導いてるのだろうか。方角は不思議と定まりゆく、薄く何か左胸のあたり、意志すら感じる体の中に、その時だった男のそばを一 一筋の光が通り過ぎる。蛍だろうか蛍にしてはいささか光が大きすぎるな。好奇の心、男はすでに光を追うのを抑えられない。景色は開ける、言葉を失う。村一面に光の群れが。
今日も老人は魂を解く、あらゆる風景が生死を解く。旅人は繰り返す毎日を問う、月や波が音をまとう。今日も老人は魂を解く、
それの魂は旅路を急ぐ。生けるもの死すものありとしある魂が一人の老婆に集まり来る。魂たちは行列を作り、互いに共鳴し光を放つ。連なる輝き一つ一つがやがては一本の大河となる。
今日も老人は魂を解く、あらゆる風景が生死を解く。旅人は繰り返す毎日を問う、月や波が音を纏う。今日も魂を解く、嘘のない心が錆びるようにと。旅人は繰り返す毎日を問う、膨大な地下に足すくまぬようにと。あらゆる風景に神様がいた頃、道具や川にも神様がいた頃、儀式や祈りが意味を持っていた頃、目に見えぬものを信じていた頃、人々が自然を愛していた頃、人々が家族を愛していた頃、人々が恵みに感謝していた頃、
重なる光が取り巻く無愛想が似合う表情の中から、何かを知ろうと言葉を待つ。私は玉研ぎ、魂を研ぐもの、光の塊は魂そのもの。老婆の声は井戸より深く、男はなぜか一歩も動けず。私にそれを預けてはどうか。老婆の両手は男の胸に、男は倒れる、かすかに聞こえる。生死の間に境はないと。
今日も老人は魂を研ぐ、あらゆる風景が生死を研ぐ。旅人は繰り返す毎日を問う、月や波が音をまとう。今日も老人は魂を研ぐ、嘘のない心が錆びるようにと。旅人は繰り返す毎日を問う、膨大な地下に足すくまぬようにと。あらゆる風景に神様がいた頃、道具や川にも神様がいた頃、儀式や祈りが意味を持っていた頃、目に見えぬものを信じていた頃、人々が自然を愛していた頃、人々が家族を愛していた頃、人々が恵みに感謝していた頃、誰にでも帰るべき居場所があった頃。
Tamatogi is another song included in his first album, Lovely Labyrinth. The song sets a scene far in the past of a man walking alone on a journey with no destination in mind, guided by a mysterious force. In Tamatogi, Fukashigi paints the past as a time where people loved nature and their families were grateful for what they had, and everyone had a place to return to. Rituals and prayers were significant, and people still believed in the invisible. Though perhaps idolized, Fukashigi's image of the past calls attention to the current state of society and for more appreciation of the natural world that we live in, those that inhabit it, and spirituality. And that wraps up this month's Artist of the Month episode. Thank you so much, Echo, for showing me this great artist and for the notes behind the meaning of the tracks on this episode. This is practically nearly all of Fukashigi's tracks ever produced. You can actually still find some of them uploaded onto YouTube, and a fraction of them are actually, I think, available on Spotify. I was actually really impressed at being out indie'd by someone on the podcast because I really like Japanese indie music. So, yeah. The independent music scene, as I've said before in many episodes, has flourished in the last couple of years, so this was a really great find. And if anyone hasn't caught on yet, yes, Fukashigi is no longer on this earth. He died in 2011, and that's why everything in this podcast was set in the past tense. So yeah, when I found out that Fukashigi passed away, I was just like, oh my god, no wonder I've never really heard of him much. But then again, he's got quite a significant following, I think, pre and posthumously. But yeah, I am a fan of slam poets and poetry slams, and if you've never followed Button Poetry, I highly suggest you do. There are a lot of great poets on Instagram and YouTube, but today I discovered that poetry slams are a thing in Japan. I never knew that. This episode has been really educational for me, and I hope it has also been for you, as I've never really heard of poetry rap. But as stated earlier in the episode, it kinda resembles regular rap, but it's written ahead of time and is performed alone, and is more of like a sort of like how Fukashigi's work actually sounds. It feels very visceral and intimate at the same time, as if he's taken a snapshot of a time, feeling, and place he was in when he laid down the verses of a particular track. It kind of almost feels like a diary of some sort. So yeah, I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. And if you've heard a little bit of a bell ringing in the background, I have to let people know that I'm actually now a cat owner. Yes, and sometimes my cat wanders around wherever I record. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. In the next episode coming up soon will be Kirby and Anna, who will be joining each other for a collab episode on JTOP 10 in the month of March, and they will see you in about 2 weeks' time. And yes, this is Ethel signing out, and I'll see you on another Artist of the Month episode in April. It's springtime, guys! The whole first quarter of 2020 is over. Bye! Japan Top 10.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.